Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Waylon Williams, 16 points, throws it away. Halliburton comes up with it. Cross court, Siakam for the slam.
That was a hell of a dunk near the end of the first half as Indiana stretched the lead that they had for much of the first half out to its biggest of the first half, 22 at halftime. They led 64-42. The NBA Finals are tied up at three games apiece. We're going to have a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, first time since 2016 when Cleveland beat Golden State with Kyrie Irving pretty much as the alpha in the fourth quarter of Game 7 that particular night. A series that when you go back and you think about it, if Draymond Green doesn't get suspended for a game, Golden State probably wins that series. And I don't know that he should have been suspended. But anyway, we're going to see a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. It's awesome. Game 7s are great, especially in a championship series. But man, last night was two things for Oklahoma City. It was an embarrassing effort, and it's an alarming effort. It makes me believe that Indiana absolutely can win Game 7. And I know how these things go. I bet sports, so I understand how these things go. What you see, you know, in one game could be the complete opposite, and often is, the next game. I mean, Oklahoma City lost Game 6 against Denver, came back and blew out the Nuggets in Game 7. So they already have an experience in this postseason of losing Game 6 and coming back and winning Game 7. And they lost that Game 6 in Denver by double digits. They had a game in the conference finals against Minnesota after they took a 2-0 series lead where they lost by 42 points. Now, that was a major outlier because their other losses prior to that in the postseason all came at the hands of the Nuggets. And, you know, they were super close games. They lost by 2 in Game 1. They lost in overtime in what was one of the best games of the NBA playoffs, Game 3 of the Denver-OKC series. That game was insane. But you can't lay the egg that they laid last night in the NBA Finals with a chance to win a championship against an Indiana team that came in, and maybe this was a bit of possum on the part of Indiana with respect to Tyrese Halliburton's injury, because I thought he played very well, especially in that second quarter when they opened up that big lead and basically won the game with a 36-17 second quarter. You know, if for whatever reason he was, you know, as close to 100% as you could get, and he looked like it at times last night, that makes his Game 5, you know, performance. And yeah, he could have been feeling much worse in Game 5, and he apparently was. But, you know, we'll now remember Game 5 as a truly awful game. But you know who had the awful game last night? The MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was horrendous in the basketball game. I thought he was among the two or three worst players on the floor last night. That's hard to say about an MVP. He had 8 turnovers in 3 quarters, basically 2.5 quarters of play. He played 31 minutes. Did not, I don't think, enter the game in the 4th quarter with the game basically decided. He had 8 turnovers. And if you watch this game, he could have had another 2 or 3 or 4 turnovers. They were lucky as he stumbled and bumbled around to retain possession of the ball. Indiana's defense, like Oklahoma City's defense, when they have turned Indiana over, gets a lot of credit. They had 16 steals. 16 steals in the game out of the 21 turnovers. Indiana's defense gets a lot of credit, but God, was SGA sloppy. Sloppy as hell. He's been that way periodically, but he seems to get it together. The dribble is way too loose, way too exposed against a good defensive team. Same with Jalen Williams, who had 40 in Game 5. He exposes the ball way too much, way too much. Last night was interesting for you basketball people that have been watching this series. Indiana did not full court press for the first time in this series. They were not picking up full court or three-quarter court. They were waiting essentially for the ball to cross half court. That's a major change in the way they've been playing. I thought that was fascinating. I actually thought, stupidly, that that was going to benefit Oklahoma City last night when they were not pressuring full court. But it didn't matter. They picked him up half court and defended the hell out of him and, you know, forced 21 total, I think it was actually for the team stats in total turnovers, it was 22, I think. And it led to 19-20 points off those turnovers. Oh, here's the number exactly. 21 total turnovers, 19 points conceded. So Indiana didn't take advantage of it at a great rate, but not a bad rate. But wow, God, an immature, inexperienced young team with a chance to win a championship game last night. Listen to some of these plus minuses. And some of these dudes didn't even play in the fourth quarter. Oklahoma City basically cut what turned out to be a 30-point lead to a 17-point loss, which was not reflective of how badly they got beat. Jalen Williams had 40 in Game 5, and his plus minus in Game 6 was a minus 40. That's insane. He was horrendous in the game. I think a lot of it comes down to something that I started to talk about early in the series. Oklahoma City has a great basketball team. It's one of the best defensive teams in the NBA playoffs I've ever seen, and they rely a lot on their defense to create their offense. Understood. But they don't do well when they are forced to play in the half court. Now, they're capable because they've got great playmakers. You know, SGA is the MVP for a reason, and he is a true superstar scorer. There is no doubt about it. And Jalen Williams can really score. And they have other options like Holmgren and, you know, even guys like Dort, you know, who can score when required, okay? They got the two bigs, Hartenstein and Holmgren. They got bench players that come off and can score like Caruso. Wiggins has had some really good games, Terp. But they don't run stuff. You know, they're very, very much not an ISO team per se, but it's very much searching out the matchups and having their best players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander find the matchup they want, and then create. Many times, I have felt during this series, he's forced it. So has Jalen Williams, and it's led to turnovers. But last night, the forcing of their offense against a set defense turned into a hideous-looking performance. I didn't think their effort defensively was great. They've been so good defensively. It seemed like, you know, this is a sport now where, you know, 14, 16, 18, 20-point leads are nothing. We've seen Indiana rally from them consistently throughout the postseason. Saw the Knicks do it over and over again. We saw Oklahoma City do it in their opening series against Memphis. They were down by 30, and they came back and won a game. And the effort to start the second half down 22 at halftime was embarrassing. They just came down and fired up willy-nilly three-pointers. and had an opportunity because they played some D and Indiana couldn't make a shot. Nobody scored for the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And Oklahoma City had opportunities to cut into that lead, but they looked disinterested. They looked like a young basketball team that has never been in that situation, which is true, and did not have the maturity to play the kind of game to close out the series and take home an NBA title with them last night against a team that was supposedly wounded coming in. Haliburton only had to play 23 minutes in the game. I thought he was outstanding when he was out there. Outstanding. And, you know, it's not like you can look at a statistical line on Haliburton and say, why do you think he was outstanding? Well, watch the game. You know, he was healthy. He was able to penetrate. He was able to break down the defense and make the right plays. In 23 minutes, he had 14 points, 5 assists. He was 3-for-7 from behind the arc.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Siakam was once again a star for them, which he has been. Nembhard's, you know, defense was outstanding. He had 3 or 4 steals, and he was knocking down threes. They got a great performance off the bench, as they have periodically, from Obi Toppin, who really was a hell of a pickup for Indiana. And TJ McConnell, wow, has he been great. He has been great. In fact, watching him throughout the postseason and even watching him last night, it's like if they had to go without Haliburton, they'd still have a chance. Wouldn't be as good of a chance, but they'd still have a chance because of how good McConnell is. You never know if a guy like McConnell, who plays, you know, 18 to 20 minutes a game, last night 24, would be great, you know, and as effective playing 36 to 42 minutes, you know, as a starter. But there's nothing that indicates that he would struggle if given that responsibility. He's incredible. I think Oklahoma City is going to regret this. I say that. I have no idea what's going to happen in Game 7. I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait to watch the drama, the tension, the possession-by-possession importance of a one-and-done, you know, at this level in the NBA Finals, same thing in the NHL, same thing in Major League Baseball. There's just something about when those sports get to what the NFL is, you know, what the NCAA tournament is, what college football is now, you know, that one-and-done, you lose, you're done, you're going home. Well, both teams are going home after Game 7. But can't wait to see how this young Oklahoma City team handles it. They did not handle it well last night. An immature, terrible effort. Wow, were they bad. At one point, as they were in Game 5 and yet overcame it, at one point, I think they were 1-for-18 from behind the arc. This is not a team that's known for their three-point shooting, but they can make threes. They ended up 8-for-30 because they made a bunch with their subs in the fourth quarter. You know, Jalen Williams, the other Jalen Williams, came in and knocked down some threes. Isaiah Joe knocked down a couple of them. Somebody else did too. But they were 1-for-18 at some point. At one point, it's horrendous, horrendous night, embarrassing, embarrassing, disgraceful performance by Oklahoma City. You chalk it up to youth. You chalk it up to inexperience. I think you chalk it up in some way, shape, and form to the coach. I think he's an okay coach. Certainly defensively, they do a phenomenal job. Rick Carlisle, actually, if Indiana were to win Game 7, Rick Carlisle should get the MVP. The way he switched up last night, I couldn't believe they weren't full court pressing in a game that they had to be desperate in. Maybe it was because they didn't want Halliburton, you know, having to guard full court. It was just interesting because I really think that it's one of the reasons they won Game 3 in particular is they wore out Oklahoma City, but they picked him up half court. They were outstanding. I have no feel for Game 7. It's so obvious to look at, you know, the history of these things and say, yeah, the fact that they got blown out in Game 6, this is what the NBA is at times. You get blown out, you look terrible, but at home you're a completely different team. Indiana's played some good basketball at Oklahoma City in this series. Indiana came back and won Game 1. Indiana had a legitimate chance down 2 in the fourth quarter of Game 5, you know? Oklahoma City, in their 3 games in Indiana, got handled twice, and for 42 of the 48 minutes in Game 4, a game they really needed to get and did get, they were outplayed in that one too. You know, if you added up the minutes in which one team was dominating over the other team, it's pretty close. I hope we see a competitive game. Michael Lee was on with us the other day, and he made a good point. You know, he's like, this series hasn't had, other than Game 1, you know, any magical moments, no memorable moments. It's true. We had a 1-point comeback stunner in Game 1. Since then, 16 points was the margin, 9, 7, 11, and 17. You know, maybe Game 7. Building towards a Game 7 where we'll have a double overtime, you know, buzzer beating Game 7 on Sunday night. Oklahoma City's an 8-point favorite. That's the lowest the fewest points they've been favored by in a game at home in this series. In fact, you know, if I'm looking at this against Minnesota. Okay, they were a 7-point favorite against Minnesota in Game 1. Against Denver, they were near double-digit favorites in all of the series. They were 8.5, 9 in the Game 7. But in this series against Indiana at home, they've been a 10-point favorite. They've been an 11.5-point favorite. They've been a 9-point favorite. And they are an 8-point favorite. So the smallest favorite they've been in Game 7. I don't like the game one way or the other. I think if I was forced to wager, I think I'd lay the points and take OKC, but I would not feel good about it at all. Yeah, we get a Game 7, though. That's exciting, even though last night was disturbing if you're an Oklahoma City fan. You can chalk it up to inexperience, immaturity, and they bounce back like they did against Denver, like they did against Minnesota when they got beat by 42. But this is a better team and a deeper team that they are facing, and a team that absolutely believes they can win, and a team that I think is flat out the better coach team. We'll see. Sunday night, 8 o'clock, ABC, Game 7, NBA Finals. Just, you don't get that, you know. I want to go back and look. I should have looked at this before the show. Yeah, the Game 7. So the last one was Cavs-Warriors. Before that, Spurs-Heat 2013. That was a phenomenal Game 7. Celtics-Lakers 2010. Pistons-Spurs 2005. Knicks-Rockets Game 4, 7 in 94. Pistons-Lakers in 88. God, that was the Lakers against Zeke, Isaiah Thomas with a bad ankle. Lakers-Celtics in 84. That was an insane series. the 84 Larry Bird Magic Celtics Lakers, first time they matched up in the NBA Finals. And before that, the previous Game 7 was the one that the Bullets won over the Seattle Supersonics in 1978. You don't get these very often, right? One, two, three, four, just four of them in this century, and seven total since 1984. So over a 41-year period, we've had seven Game 7s, but we're about to get an eighth on Sunday night. All right. Want to talk briefly about something we didn't have a chance to talk about on the show on Wednesday. It'll be my What Do You Got when we come back. And then we will get to some quarterback rankings of our quarterback who's not ranked in a Yahoo top 10. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right, the NBA Finals are going to a Game 7. It was a defensive and team-oriented game for the Pacers last night. Obi Toppin was the lead scorer with 20 points, and the Pacers notched 16 steals, the third most in NBA Finals history, and the most since the Boston Celtics set the record with 18 in 2008. Game 7 on Sunday night on ABC. The Nats, they break the streak. James Wood saves the day with a two-run shot in the 11th to lift the Nats over the Rockies 4-3 and end an 11-game losing streak. James Wood joined Bryce Harper, Juan Soto, and Ryan Zimmerman as the only four Nationals to hit 20 home runs in a season before turning 23 years old. They begin their West Coast road trip late tonight versus Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers. First pitch at 10:10. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:40. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.